360 Fenwick HHG LLC, north of Route 54, east of Bennett Avenue, being part of lots 13 through 15 within Glen Acres Development, a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot.
Who's going to testify? Just you. Name and address for the record, please.
Stephen Himmelfarb, 3019 Macomb Street, Washington, D.C.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do. Mr. Miller is also going to testify potentially.
Address, Mr. Miller?
26720 River Road in Seaford, Delaware.
All right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you shall give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
We have a exceptionally long, skinny building and a long, skinny lot that's 1.1 acres. It was original construction started in the 40s. It was the Seaport Antique Village, and then most recently was the Abizak's Furniture Store on Route 54 in Fenwick Island. To give you an idea of the scale of the building, in its current configuration, it's 27,203 square feet on 1.1 acres. So, and that's over 2.5 stories. So as you can imagine, it's grossly underparked. What we're seeking is to replace the 27,203 square feet with 9,800 square feet on two floors on pilings to increase the parking. The current zoning setback requirements, because the lot is so narrow, actually prohibit any development at all on the property. We can't build anything and achieve the current setback requirements. As far as impact goes to the property and the community, we're reducing the footprint by more than half, and we're increasing the parking considerably. And what we're proposing meets current parking code. Another issue we have is the property in its current configuration is functionally obsolete. Their furniture stores, unfortunately, are closing and they're not opening. We've got a great furniture building because furniture requires very little parking. If you have 10 customers in a furniture store is really busy. We've lost two furniture stores and we can't get a new one to replace it. Compounding things, when they replace the bridge on Route 54, the new bridge and the roadway is elevated, and it's created some drainage issues on the easternmost portion of our property closest to the canal. So we've got a low-ceiling building, very chopped up, and we have a lot of drainage problems, adding to the functional obsolescence. We're hoping that the variance will let us put something up that is both modern and meets the needs of the community and tourist.
May I pass out a little addition to this? I want you all to see what the existing and also what the concept plan looks like, which is the second page to that.
Let me take a look here. Yes, this one down. Can you give them to him and he'll, our gentleman here, Mr.
I also have a rendering we'd like for you to look at. What the proposed would look like.
Case 10-360.
Two copies each one of these.
Okay.
The existing county setback on Madison Avenue is 60 feet from the right-of-way line. It is also 60 feet from the right-of-way line of Route 54. The largest width on the lot is only 110 feet.
Okay.
So if that building were demolished under the current regulations, nothing could be reconstructed on the property because the setbacks actually overlap. The request is for the variance is really to make the setback the same as it is with the existing building for the most part. Some of the building right now overlaps the line into the Route 54 right-of-way. That would be taken care of. And also on Madison Avenue, we would be getting out of the footprint a little bit, but it would still be a less distance, less setback than there would be right now from the building footprint. As you can see from the rendering that, and if you have visited that area, you will see that would be nothing but an improvement to the area. The antique stores that is there now is not very appealing to the eye, and something of this nature would certainly be a benefit. And as Mr. Himmelfarb mentioned, tearing down 27,000 square feet and putting up something a lot more appealing would certainly improve the real estate values in the area.
Is that all a restaurant building? It's all going to be a restaurant?
It's only part of it. The upper floor would probably be the restaurant, but let me defer to Mr. Hamilton.
It's somewhat market-driven, but we anticipate that the top floor would be restaurant and the lower floor would be retail. Retail to service the marina that's currently there, so we would play off of that with bait and tackle, boater supply. Those are the types of tenants we would target, but to be clear, we don't have commitments from the retailers yet, and it's the hope in achieving a variance that we can go out and attract some retailers. Mm-hmm.
When you gentlemen filed the application, you received a standard for the standards for granting a variance.
Yes, sir.
I think it's fair to say that you've addressed 4 out of 5, suggesting that the property is unique in its shape, physical conditions. It's not possible to develop it in strict conformity, as you said. You're overlapping your setbacks.
That's correct.
Suggesting that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood or be detrimental to public welfare.
Absolutely be an improvement to the area.
And the only other would be not created by the applicant, which the creation is actually less than the existing use.
Correct.
You agree?
Yeah, it's B1, so the existing use.
So the footprint is the same as what you have or less?
Considerably less. And it's shown
on the
it's shown on the plan that's being passed around, but it's considerably less, and it is completely inside with one small exception. The proposed building is completely inside the existing footprint with one, again, very small exception of about 400 square feet.
So the park can be underneath the building?
Underneath as well as the parking field.
You have enough parking places?
Yes, parking is adequate for the current regulations for a restaurant and or retail building, yes. For the square footage that we're requesting. Sure. Yes.
Okay. Is there a reason it's 2 lots, correct?
There are a number of lots. I gave all my copies away. This Glen Acres on the sheet one down at the bottom tells you the lots that were involved. And the antique store was built over a number of lots.
Okay. And you've combined those lots?
They've all been combined, yes.
They've already been recorded. 4 lots, I think, right? 4 lots.
4 tax map parcels, yes.
They've combined those.
They'll be combined.
Registered already?
I don't know that it's been combined right now.
Yes, they're not combined
they're
right
in
now.
In process now? Or are they?
I don't believe we've ever sought to combine them as one. No, sir. Okay.
But they have to be, right?
Yeah, he wants 1 lot, right? You want 1 parcel.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
We need the variance to go along with that, because if it's all we left them, we'd have the variance or the setbacks for each individual lot, which right. not going to help anything.
No, either. There is that's a mishmag, or how should they say it down there right now? What you're talking about,
yes.
There's a lot of. We'll be cleaning that area up.
Restructuring. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
If this would be approved, well, when would you consider starting construction?
I wish I had the answer. It's a market-driven answer. However, what we're seeing is because we have some waterfrontage, waterfront properties are still viable, and we believe that it's still a very viable property. But we have a chicken and an egg problem right now in that we can't attract a retailer when we can't promise what we can deliver. So it's a difficult, it's quite frankly an impossible question for me to answer, but I think we're very much in the game or we wouldn't be here tonight.
You do understand that if this were to be approved, then you'd have a year from the finding of facts to get started.
Yes, sir.
And the square footage of the footprint of the new building is how many square feet, do you know?
The new building is 9,800 square feet on two floors.
9,800?
9,800, correct.
And the existing building is 27,000 square feet?
27,203 square feet.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times what happens when you can't predict out how far you want to go with this, and you only have a year to do it, you make sure you put that somewhere in the back here that you come back to us, okay, so you don't have to go through this whole thing all over again if it's approved or, you know.
Thank you.
Mr. Morgan? No. Mr. Johnson? Mr. Miller? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Okay.
Your name and residence, please.
My name is Michael Beck. I live at 5 Fenwick Landing, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. My name is Mike Beck. I'm the president of the Fenwick Landing Condo Association, which is that set of buildings that sit directly across Madison Avenue from the antique store. In general, we don't have a problem with this. This is fine for us. And I just wanted to make sure that we put that on the record, that we don't have a problem. There are certain things we would like for you to consider. One is that since there's going to be so much parking at this place, once those buildings are torn down, that you take and make Bennett Street and Madison Avenue no parking on either side of the road. It's a narrow road, it's only 24 feet, 3 inches wide. You stick a 7-foot vehicle in there, you're only left with 17 feet, and getting in and out of our parking lots when cars are lined up is really a problem.
Sir, we don't have the power to do that.
Well, can you put it in the record that we've asked for it so at least somebody can
sure.
read it?
Yeah.
Okay. The second thing that we would ask, and I don't know whether you have the power to do this either, but we would ask that some trees or landscaping or sound buffer be placed on the Route 54 side of whatever it is they decide to build, because when you tear that building down, which they're planning on doing, it's now wide open to the front of our buildings to Route 54, which has never been that way, because those stores were there before our townhouses were built.
What type of buffer would you suggest?
Huh?
What type of buffer would you suggest? Leylands or?
I'm sorry, what?
Leyland cypress or?
Yeah, that would be fine. I mean, just something to break the noise up, because otherwise it could get a little loud. And we have one building that directly is across a 13-unit condo building, townhouse building, that's directly across from where this antique store will now be torn down. And it's just going to put Madison Avenue, Route 54, right in their front yard. And the third thing we would ask is that there be a better definition of the Route 54 and Bennett Street corner. There have been, I don't know how many vehicles that have now been pulled out of that drainage ditch because somehow they can't read whatever's on the street sign out there and get on the road correctly. So those are our three concerns, and I thank you for your time.
But this, if approved, would have to go to a site plan review at Planning and Zoning, correct?
Right.
Okay. So there'd be another hearing, even if the board were to approve this, at which point the layout of the building, the landscaping, all the things you've described would actually be taken into consideration by Planning and Zoning. And that's probably the more appropriate forum for the comments.
Is there a way you can make sure they notify me? Because I didn't get any notification over this hearing at all. If it wasn't for Ed O'Malley, I wouldn't have known about it.
Have Mr. O'Malley keep an eye on the newspaper board.
Perhaps the applicant would be courteous enough to do that for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Any call for anyone here in opposition to this application?
Your name and address, sir.
Jerome Naden, 6632 Lockville Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21239.
How do you spell your last name?
N as in Nancy, A-Y-D-E-N.
Right. And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
I am a property owner at number 16. I'm directly across from the property that's being talked about tonight. And I have some concerns I'd like to raise, and if it's not the proper place, you can tell me to bring them back. Starting with the buffer that Mike mentioned, I agree with the buffer, but I think it's on the wrong side, or even that you need a setback on that, which you have to realize is this is a very dangerous street to pull out of in the first place, okay, because cars are coming down off the bridge, and I know it's a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, but go out there any day and sit there with a gun, and they're coming down there 50 miles an hour off that bridge, and somebody's trying to make a left-hand turn to go up there. One good thing they did was cut down the old trees, which were blocking that view. Okay. Another safety concern I have that I don't see on this plan is sidewalks. Okay. We're in a neighborhood. This is a second restaurant. Nobody has brought up, is this parking for Catch 54, or is this parking for the new restaurant, or is this for both? There's no sidewalks in this neighborhood. The traffic is very heavy in the summer. Cars are buzzing up and down the street. Where are people supposed to walk? Okay. So, and maybe that's the next meeting down, but that needs to be addressed. As far as the light, there's no traffic light at that intersection of Bennett and 54. What's the increased business going to do as far as traffic coming in and out of the street? Okay, so those are some of my concerns that I'd like to bring up tonight.
I would tell you that the purpose of this evening's hearing is to determine whether or not the applicant should be entitled to variances from setbacks if it were to demolish the existing building and reconstruct a new one. This board does not deal with the uses of the property or realistically any of the things that you've been commenting on. But
as far as
strictly the building itself.
Okay, the hardship, I'm not really seeing the hardship. The county gave them the end of the street. Does anybody know? So in other words, this property now has the end of the street. The last, whatever it is, 150 yards of Madison Avenue belongs to that property. It's split between the Sharks Cove Catch 54 property and the antique store property. So what's to say, why don't they just push it out into what was once the street, which is now their property, so they don't have to have it on the same property? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Is that your statement?
I'm just understanding. If I don't see the hardship.
That's what you're saying.
You were saying one of the things they have to meet is the hardship. They now have the end of the street, so why not just slide the whole building over into that property? Is that what we're talking about tonight?
I believe they are suggesting that because the setbacks do overlap on that particular part of the parcel, that it's not possible to build anything there because of the way it's zoned with a 60-foot setback requirement. So that's what they're suggesting their hardship is.
What's that?
The building, the lot is not 120 feet wide, and it has two 60-foot setback requirements.
Is there any other plans? Can they redo a plan to do a different type of building? Or?
Well, if there's no space between the setbacks, then there would be no way to build anything. Follow what I'm saying?
What about the other end of the property, the west end of the property? Putting the building there, where it's wider.
Have you seen the building on the property? They can keep the existing building. It's just the problem is if they take it down, then they have to comply with current ordinances, and the setbacks today are much larger than they were when the building was first constructed, which makes it an unbuildable lot for anything if they demolish the existing structure.
I can't answer that for sure, but as you can see, they're requesting a 43.9 foot variance here and a 57.2 on this side.
The building is already is about 3 or 4 feet from that property.
Well, I know that.
It's the requirement is 60 feet from this line and 60 feet from this line, which means there's nothing in between, and I'd venture to say there's probably
back down here even.
Well, you're not talking about that much difference. I don't know. Is there anywhere on the lot that
is there? I mean, did anybody look at a plan on the west end of the lot?
Yes, sir.
And did they draw a plan for that?
Yes, he had a plan for his property.
The larger plan. This lot at the west end, the largest width is 110 feet. 60 and 60 is 120. It overlaps. This is the widest point in the lot right here. There's 110 feet from here to here. 60 feet is here and 60 feet is there. It's actually overlapped. We can't build it. 60 feet from here to here. There's just no place on
it. Is this the street or is this the curb?
This is the street curb, but this is the right-of-way line. Setback here from the right-of-way line,
This is setback here from?
From this line, from the right-of-way line.
What I would ask, and I don't know this is the right place for it, is if you guys put a sidewalk down here.
That's not this year.
Thank you very much.
But you, sir.
Yes?
You did ask what. You didn't understand the hardship. The hardship is that there, with the 260-foot setbacks, there is no buildable area on the lot.
Sir, are you still against this, how it's set up?
Yes, sir.
You're still against it, okay.
Okay, is there anyone else here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed all the standards for granting a variance and shown that the variance is not only a desire or a need, but the only way the property can be developed. Obviously unique because of its shape. It can't be developed otherwise or in strict conformity because there's no space to do so. Therefore, it's not being created by the applicant because of the type of zoning and structure it is. I don't see where it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the request is a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,360.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McKee that we approve case number 10,360. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Case number 10,000.